Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
When I was a kid, I couldn't have been more than 9 or 10. I remember sitting down to have dinner one evening, and my parents were having a very loud and a very frightening argument. And I remember my mother getting up from the table and saying that she was going to call the police. And my father took a fork off the table and threw it at her. Hello, I'm Chris Boutte, and this is Chris Boutte's Love Songs. Good evening. I know so many times you want to tell the one that you love how you feel, but maybe you're far away. Or maybe it's just one of those special occasions. Only on Chris Boutte's Love Songs can you communicate to that person the way you deeply feel. And we'll get out a song just for them. Well, let's take our first call of the evening here on Chris Boutte's Love Songs. And I have Glenn on the phone. Good evening, Glenn. Welcome to Chris Boutte's Love Songs.
Hi, Chris. I'm always very grateful for your program.
And Glenn, what can we do for you tonight?
Chris, I want to dedicate a song to my girlfriend who I met in a very funny way. And it's so funny the way we met. We always laugh and laugh and laugh about it.
Really? Why don't you share that special occasion with us? How did you meet your girlfriend?
Well, my method of meeting women has always been to purposely ram their cars and then get out and say, "Oh, are you okay? Jesus H, I didn't even see you there. I was on my way over here to the Lucky's to get myself a London broil. Are you all right?" And so forth. Well, this young lady, I rammed her car pretty good, and she went out the side window, and I went over and said, "Are you okay?" And naturally, one thing led to another, and we wound up in bed together.
Well, Glenn, that's a beautiful, beautiful story, and here's that song. What is your lady's name?
Her name is Clarissa, and today will be her 46th birthday.
And how old are you, Glenn?
I'm 21.
All right. This one's for Clarissa from Glenn. It's funny how we meet people, isn't it? You're experiencing Chris Boutte's Love Songs.
All right, 30 seconds. We'll be back in, Mr. Boutte.
Yeah.
All right, look at, what's that light blinking? I called up from the garage, Mr. Boutte. You got a flat tire.
We'll go down and change it.
What?
I said to go down and change it.
Well, I'm the call screener. I answer for.
I said to go down and change the flat. You don't think I'm going to pay you just for answering phones, do you?
Well, I didn't want to get down there and change the flat tire. Now, I want everybody to hear this just once. I don't want to have to say anything here twice. When I say you go change a flat, that's what you do. Do you understand me?
Yeah, sure do, Chris.
How about you?
Yeah, Chris.
There's a lot of loose stuff around here, okay? A lot of loose stuff. All right, let me see those letters, huh? Any pictures?
Not this week.
Why not?
Well, because...
Why not?
Well,
I told you to dummy up fan letters. If we don't get pictures, I want you to dummy them up. Cut them out of a magazine. Go out and find them. Cut them out of a porn mag. I don't care. I want to feel as if women are writing to me and sending me naked pictures of themselves. And if they don't, go out, find some magazines, put them in a magazine! God! God, how I hate and despise my life working with you people!
And welcome back to Chris Boutte's Love Songs. Yes, you are experiencing Chris Boutte. You know, sometimes we're alone, but not really. Not as long as you can reach out and turn on the Chris Boutte experience. Let's take another phone call, shall we, from someone out there who wants to talk about the one that they love. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Chris. My name is Kathy.
And Kathy, what can we do for you tonight on Chris Boutte's Love Songs?
Well, Chris, I want to dedicate a song to my husband because he didn't care that I was overweight, and he just asked me out, and we fell in love, and he was such a sweet man. I had a weight problem, and I still do, as a matter of fact, and And yet Dave, that's his name, he doesn't care. He loves me, and he's always sending me flowers and everything.
Isn't that nice? Well, I tell you what, why don't we dedicate the song now to Dave from Mary, is it?
Kathy.
From Kathy. Dave, here's a song from a lady who loves you very much because, you know what, Dave? To you, beauty's only skin deep. Here's a song from, was it Daisy?
Kathy.
From Kathy to you.
Dave.
Dave. On Chris Poutet's Love Song. Come here.
What?
Come here. Ow, why'd you do that? What's with the fat broad? Well, I don't know. Why are you putting fat broads on the air? Don't you understand what that does to my image?
You didn't have to hit me, Mr. Poutet.
Oh, I didn't have to hit you, really? I just did it again, didn't I?
That hurts.
Yeah, well, you know what also hurt? Do you know what also burned? Burned as if I hadn't... Burned as if it was the size of a softball down there. That call from a fat broad. Now, I want everyone to hear me. Everyone's on notice. Everyone paying attention?
Yes, Mr. Poutet.
No more fat callers. Do you understand that? Mary?
Yeah.
Bob?
Yeah.
Joe?
Yeah.
All right. Everybody's on notice. I get one more fat woman on the air. Someone dies. Slow, methodical, but they die nonetheless. Where's that fat burger?
The guy's gonna deliver it.
Come on, well, I told you to go get it, man. What do you mean the guy's gonna deliver it? Do you understand what those people do? They wipe it on the crack of their rear end because they don't like me. I told you. They don't like, they all hate me. They're always doing stuff to the food. Didn't you know that?
Well, sure.
All right, that means you eat the hamburger.
Come on, Chris, I know that.
No, you're eating it first. I wanna know if there's saliva or somebody loogied in it. Oh, that's a beautiful, beautiful song, isn't it? Something very special for you here on Chris Poutet's Love Songs. If you'd like to write us a letter, if you'd like to be a part of the Chris Poutet experience, just send us a letter to Chris Poutet, Hollywood, California. And we'll be very, very happy to read your letter on the air and dedicate a love song to the one you love. Let's get another phone call now from someone out there who wants to dedicate a song to someone they love. And good evening. Welcome to Chris Poutet's Love Songs. How are you?
I'm real good, Mr. Poutet. My name is Sergeant Van Cleese. I'm with the Los Angeles Police Department.
And can we play a song for you tonight, Sergeant?
Well, no, but I've got a song for you. It's called Statutory Rape. You know a girl by the name of Melissa Harbin?
Well, thank you very, very much. And I'm going to...
Yeah, you're going to what?
This is the Chris Poutet experience.
Chris Poutet's a rapist. Chris Poutet's a rapist.
This is the Chris Poutet experience.
It's Chris Poutet's a rapist.
You hang up on him?
Chris Poutet is a rapist. I'm the LAPD, and I'm going to come down and arrest him here in just a few seconds.
Hang up on the guy, will you?
I think you're on the air, Mr. Poutet. I think everyone now is seeing your dark side.
Hang up on the guy!
Chris Poutet was arraigned in Los Angeles Superior Court 2 weeks later. He was found guilty of second-degree statutory rape. He was remanded to the custody of Los Angeles County Jail for 6 months and was told by the court to pay a fine of $10,000 and to stay at least 300 yards away from Melissa Mumber. Chris Poutet was fired by the Corporal Broadcasting Corporation, and today Chris is in drug rehabilitation and working as a counselor at Promises in Malibu. I'm Bob Gleason, Sergeant LAPD.
We'll be right back here on the Phil Henry Show. What, bud?
Mr. Ho.
Don't do that, man.
Sit down.
What are you doing, bud?
I'm helping him. I'm restraining you.
Get your stinking hand.
Phil, it's for your own good.
All right. Pressure.
Check.
Okay, let's see. The lightning storm is just about ready to strike.
What is this, Frankenstein?
Uh-huh. Go. All right. There, I think it's fine now. I think everything's good.
Phil, how do you feel?
I feel fine.
Great. Now you ready to go and do a Rock'em Sock'em radio show now? The kind of radio show that I, David G. Hall, want you to do?
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute, you didn't do it right.
I'll give him one more.
Yes, master.
There you go.
you go. That's what I wanted to hear. All right, Phil. It's time now for you to be the radio host that I knew you could be. Ready to go out there and kill?
Yes, Master.
All right. Kill! Kill, you bastard! Kill!
Hi, everybody. This is Phil Hendry, and this is Truth Radio. Give us a call on Truth Radio. We'll tell you what to think, how to think it, when to think it, and where to think it. Call us here on Truth Radio. Give us a call. Let's find out. Here are the talking points. Here's the memo. Here are what we're going to talk about tonight. Here's what the liberals are thinking. Here's what the conservatives are thinking. Here's what the other people are thinking. Brought to you by Babbo.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Woo!
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I had an email here, in fact, from a guy who said, Phil, thank you for the Chris Puté bit that you do. In fact, the very name, Chris Puté, and the way he says it is so irritating, I want to kick his face until it caves in. Well, thank you, sir, for that email, and that's exactly the effect that it's supposed to have. The way that cat says his name, and Puté, it's the name, it's... You just, okay. It's now time. Oh, by the way, our webcast is on schedule for Friday the 11th, a webcast, Phil Hendry Show webcast. You can see how the show is done, what we look like, what we all smell like. It's in full smell-o-visions. It's, you can see Harry in there with the bald head, me with my bald head, Mark with his balding head. I'm kidding. Mark's got hair. On his head, at least. And I? No. So you can see us all there, man, on our webcast, Friday the 11th. Now, coming up tonight, Margaret Gray, author and a commentator, with a new book she says will rip the lid off of the plastic surgery craze. It's called Game Over. That'll be our special guest later on this evening. But now it's time for our By Request flashback. This comes to us from John. And John writes, hey, Phil, I wanted to request the R.C. Collins bit you did back in the spring where he thinks he and his buddies should be able to go to the T.J. Donkey Show because all the guys stationed in the service in San Diego do it. Well, here it is, John, by request. It's R.C. Collins with a special guest appearance from Lloyd Bonafide, the Korean War veteran, on the T.J. Donkey Show. Lloyd, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with R.C. Collins.
Yes, sir. Hello?
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, am I? Is this the program?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I'm calling to address the young man who is...
Why don't you spit it out?
Let me tell you what I'd spit out. I'd chew you up and spit you out.
Well, I'm just saying, why don't you say what you...
Let this gentleman, you're a Navy veteran, right, Lloyd?
Yes, sir, I am a United States Naval veteran, and I went to boot camp in San Diego, California. I went to the Naval Training Center. My squadron was based out of San Diego, and I went from there directly to Korea in 1951. And this kid, boy, what I wouldn't give.
Yeah, wouldn't give to do what? Something sexual?
You know what? That's just like you to say something like that. You got donkey shows on your mind, and you're probably, that's all you're thinking about is a donkey.
All right, hold on for a minute. Let me get Jim on the... Jim, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm calling in regards to this young man who thinks that it's a military tradition to see a donkey show.
That's my understanding, sir, based upon Marines I talked to in the California portions.
Well, I've known many military men. I was in the military myself. I had relatives in the military. And I've heard about the donkey show. And I do know that the military I do know the military in these days and past days uphold the highest standards for the military men and women of this country. They are not into bestiality. They are not into degradation of women. But as a young man, when you do turn 18, if you take it on your own to go down to TJ and see a donkey show, keep in mind that when you go down there with that type of an attitude as a representative of our military and of this country, that they may, in fact, put you on stage and have you engage in sex with that donkey that you are so interested in.
Well, just because that happened to you.
You know, this young man has no respect at all for the traditions of the military. And
what are both you guys saying? You were in the donkey act?
No, they're not saying that.
I do hear the giggle from this 13-year-old who's trying to pass himself off as a 17-year-old. And he does
what
have a long way to go
what
to
military?
Grow up.
If
and
you,
quite frankly, I have problem thinking that he would even pass a psychological examination that they would put him through.
You went to Tijuana to see the donkey show. Why don't you back me up instead of pretending like you're all outraged? Listen, you listen to me.
I'm not outraged. It's a fact of life.
And you listen to me, and you listen good, young man. Yes, we did go to the donkey show. And you know something? It wasn't something that we blathered all over creation. Now you come on the show, and you tell everybody and their half-brother, oh, in your little squeaky girl voice, you calling me queer? Well, you know what? If the shoe fits, and I can tell...
Gentlemen, okay, let's talk about what Jim just said. It's a degrading thing.
The thing I'm trying to tell you is you don't get on a radio broadcast programming and say, hi, I went to the donkey show. What a miserable piece of... Yeah, you're upset because they probably put you on stage, you and Jim, wearing bonnets. Are you listening to this, kid? Man, you know something? In a second, I'll come through the phone, and I will do things to you that you only dream about. Yeah, I'll bet you did. Can I get some backup from the other military? What's the other military?
Yeah, this is Jim. I would like to say to this young man, how'd the stirrups fit? That if he'd quit choking his chicken, that he wouldn't be squeaking so much.
Yeah, you ought to know they put you in stirrups and a bonnet. You know something, kid? We both served our country. You're at the military academy doing the bidding of the commandant on a Saturday night. Ooh, that's got to hurt.
Man, I dig it when Harvey and when RC get together and do that. Don't you, bud? What are you looking at me for?
I mean, it's kind of scary.
What's scary?
Look, I better get Mr. Hall back on it. Where do you want me to go?
Anywhere but here, man.
Like back in your head?
Jeez. Yeah, okay, man. Leap right back in. Anyway, that was a request, and you can certainly send us a request. By the way, speaking of email... And our email address is phs@philhenryshow.com. We have decided to cease this very irritating feature on our email, and that is the auto response. I'm sure you've all gotten auto responses. There is nothing quite as, meaningless. I don't want to say it doesn't anger you so much as you just look at this and you go, well, this is not even anything. You send us email, right? Dear sir, in response to the big long thing, and you get, hi, I'm out of the office till Tuesday. And you're not really angry. You're just, why even do that, man? Just get to me when you get to me. I don't care if you're getting to me today or tomorrow or wherever. So we've stopped doing that. Or it was either that or we're going to have a little auto response that said, we're sorry to have to report, but Phil is dead. Dead from an automobile accident. But thank you so much for writing the Phil Henry Show. But we decided for the other thing, which is just not to have it. All right, we'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
So, Harry, you know what you got to do? Because my good buddy here, Harry, is a White Sox fan. Here's what you do, man. You go on any White Sox fan site. You get and you find out where the White Sox fans are in Los Angeles. As a matter of fact, I'll make the announcement right now. Where are the White Sox fans in L.A., which only means if you're from Chicago. We don't even want to hear from you if you come from El Segundo. And if you're a Chicago person out here and you're a Sox fan, Harry wants to know one thing. How does he go and find himself a White Sox hat? Because he had to go and buy a brand new White Sox hat. The kind with the plastic thing in the back, you know, the really funky looking one. You know, it's not the flex fit cap. It's that, you know, all one size fits every. And he goes to the Angel game and some stocky surf dude from like Corona Del Mar, who hadn't even bothered to change out of his bathing suit, comes to the game in his flip flops. He's still got sand in the crack of his rear end. He's got the big $12 Anaheim Stadium monster beer. And, you know, his face is freckled from the sun and his eyes are just. Two eggs swimming in tomato sauce, just yee-hee-hee. And the cat's all, you are you bandwagon fan? And what the mistake the kid made was that he was down with, it was a whole cadre of White Sox fans there, what, the third base side?
Yeah, right behind the first base dugout.
Right behind the first base dugout. And so, surfer dude was all of a sudden utterly outnumbered. Nonetheless, as I said to Harry, it's refreshing here to find hardcore fans of any team. Like when I had season tickets for the Rams, we had a serious, serious Ram fan base. Lakers got a great, serious fan base. Dodgers got a great fan base.
When you go to these games and you have the seats that you paid with blood for, you waited and you waited and you waited year in and year out. And gradually they'd upgrade you one little section over. Gradually they'd upgrade you one seat. 10 years, 10 seats toward the 50-yard line. And you paid with your blood and you paid with your sweat. Every year you'd go, could I get an upgrade, sir? To the and finally, so now you're on the 50-yard line and you live, you eat, you breathe your team. Now, who's sitting next to you? Buffy and Joey, and they're the cats that got the ticket from the guy who knows the guy who knows the guy. And they got him from the guy at the studio, or they got him from the guy at the dry cleaner, or whatever they got him. And they're sitting there, and when you begin to cheer, do you realize what's going on? I don't know if you've experienced this. There's something going on, and it's frightening me. When you say something as innocuous as, hey, nice call, Carol. Real good, man. Good third down call, man. Near your goal line. Swing path. What an idiot. You actually have people turn around and say, excuse me, but we're here to support our team. Have you seen this?
Yes.
Does it happen in Chicago?
No, not at all.
Oh, God, thank God. Then it's only localized out here. Maybe we can inoculate for it. I'm telling you, I thought I was gonna fall out of the freaking grandstand, man, from a 16 stories up. I looked at her. I said to the woman, I remember what I said was, ma'am, I'm a football fan. I know, but we support our team. And she's like doing the, and then I said, there you go. As my main man Lloyd would say, boy, that tears it. Right there shows me what's going on, man. In other words, now I can't even be rude where you're expected to be rude at a ballpark. Not rude to the guy next to me, rude to the... You're supposed to scream at everybody. Like, I'm sitting there with the Swede, right? And that's what... And seriously, the Trojans did do that. A swing pass on their own 5-yard line. Boy, it is a real... I mean, let's see. You pick that off at 6 points, like... A discount 6 points. Hey, we got a touchdown going the other way. Today, half off. Here's just a swing pass, and that little linebacker can shoot in, boom. So I said to the Swede, I go, what a numbnut call that was, right? And the lady turns around and says to me, we're here to support. I said to her, ma'am, I have had these seats now for a whole 2 weeks, so I'm a hardcore SC fan. No, I didn't say that, but I said, look, I'm talking football here. She was with her kids, so I didn't want to get, she had her sons there and some younger boyfriend. I don't, shouldn't say anything, but she was... quite a bit older than him. I did say something snide like, oh, really? Yeah. Nice to see your babysitting. Oh, I'm sorry that you're a boyfriend. So anyway, it's what I would say is this. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if a lot of you who go to sporting events are sports fans. In other words, if you go to a sporting event, you're in for a wonderful treat, but you also have to recognize that if you are new to the game, or new to watching or spectating in a live venue. Many of us watch it on television. Way different from going to the ballpark. Way different. At the ballpark, it's hot. There's a guy crawling over you, wants to go use the can. A guy's coming down the thing. Hey, popcorn here. Hey. Yeah, that's right, sir. I'd like a pink and blue cotton candy. Are you serious? Get out of my way, man. I'm looking at the... the cat's coming down... You got that. You got the old man. There's a poor old guy that sits behind me every game. He's always, this is what I hear. Down in front. The poor guy can't stand up because he's old, and everybody stands up for every play. Some jackball was on the seat in front of me. I said, you want to sit down, sir? No, he says to me. I said, so you're not going to be using that seat? He goes, maybe not. I said, great. Can I sit there? Because he was a whole row in front of me. But it's a whole different experience. And that's just the game. Driving in, that's a whole other thing. Driving out, that's a whole other thing. Trying to get to your car after you've had 14 monster beers, that's a whole other thing. So when you're at the game, then you also say things like, hey, man, if you're not going to guard that guy, if you're not going to really cover that guy, how about putting a stopwatch on, just clock him as he runs by you? Stuff like that. Just little crazy things like, hey, nice play, you old lady, And if you hear a guy say that, just let it go. Now, I wouldn't sit still for vulgarity or profanity, especially if you're sitting with the kids. If a guy's using the F word, I'll turn around and say something to him. And if he gives you crap, then you go get the usher. And if the usher doesn't care, then you turn around and you hit him with a bottle. See? And it's just a wonderful thing. But beyond that, if they're talking football and they're just talking some crap, you just got to let them do it. All right, 1-800-449-8686. So anyway, anybody, are these Sox fans hanging on, man? These may be Sox fans hanging. I'll give you some ideas on where to get a freaking dirty hat and hang out with some real people. I bet you that there is a bar here in L.A. that's a stone White Sox bar. And that would be a beautiful thing to find out. Hell, if you find out, I'll go with you. Because I know in this town, there's a bar for every team. I mean, a good bar. Like, there's got to be a Jets bar, Mark. Have you checked? I'm going to find out for you guys tonight. I need a White Sox bar and I need a Jets bar in the L.A. area. Where do you live, Harry? Like West Side? Hey, but you don't care.
Like around Tuluk Lake. Studio City around there.
Where's that, sir? There's a hardcore Jets bar in South Central. That's great. Okay, Mark, so you can go down there. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You know, it's funny. A guy just called. No, a guy didn't just call. Mark was just telling me, in fact. Maybe I felt it was like a guy just called, but I was actually just talking to Mark. And actually, it was Mark. He called from the hallway just so I'd feel right about taking his call. Anyway, he said that he found a Patriots bar out in Hermosa Beach. Not that that's weird, but it's a Pats bar where the guy got the Red Sox World Series trophy and put it on display. Now, that's a cat with connections. Okay, and it's called Fat-Faced Fenner's Fish Shack. And it's out on Hermosa Beach, and it's a complete New England Patriot bar, which this is a good thing to do. And you keep a low profile. You know, if you're not yet a you don't yet have a team, go to one of these bars. Hang out with the fans. Hear what they have to say. See if they can hold their liquor. See if they can carry on an intelligent football conversation, so on and so forth, right? The other thing is, and see what their women look like. And I, just joking about that. But the other thing that you want to do, I remember I was in Liverpool, England, of all places, and I went into a Everton bar. Now, there's two soccer teams in Liverpool, and I wouldn't know soccer. I wouldn't know it from Kick the Freaking Can or Jack's. But I'm walking into this place. Somebody had given me an Everton scarf, and I walk into a wine bar in Liverpool. And these two guys, these three drunks, I said two, there were three, called me over. I said, sit down. We're going to buy you some drinks. Right? It turned out I'd walked into the right bar. And the guy said to me, you know, if you'd walked into the wrong bar with that scarf on, and the other bar that I could have walked, it was called the Liverpool Bar, they wear red. And if I would have walked in with a blue scarf, you would have seen me hanging from a telephone pole with that thing. All right, so we got a Pat's bar, and then, now, why don't I take these calls, bud?
Why?
Well, I don't know, it might be interesting.
You never take calls from real people.
I'm taking this one, how about that?
Well, I don't know how to put it on the air.
You push the freaking button!
I've never done it before.
Push that button!
This one? Here.
Well, I guess that's not the one, is it? Try the other one.
All right, how about this?
Betty, give me the thing. Give it to me. Who's this, Alan?
Hi, this is Alan. Can you hear me?
How you doing, brother? I'm doing fine, man. Where are you at?
I'm in Liverpool, New York, actually, talking about Liverpool.
Okay, are you telling me you know a Bill's bar out in the L.A. area?
Yeah, I lived in L.A. for about a year, and I used to go down to a place on Beach Boulevard. I think it was actually Westminster, but it was kind of near Costa Mesa.
That's Orange County, yeah.
And I used to drive down there from Sherman Oaks because it was the closest one I could find. But it was a great group, wonderful people, and Cornelius Bennett's family came out.
Do you know the name of the place? Do you remember the name of the place?
God, I'm trying to remember it.
Well, you got it. If you drove all the way from Sherman Oaks, you ought to know the name of the place.
I was just going to the Bills game.
You wanted to just go see the game on TV, is that it?
Because the game wasn't on out there. I was used to having them on. Where I live, you could see them every weekend.
So you'd go down to this bar because they had the DirecTV or whatever?
Right. They had a bunch of sets. The food was good.
It's on Beach Boulevard? It's a Bills bar, huh?
Yeah. And it's been like 2 years now, but I got to it through the Buffalo Bills website. They have these booster clubs.
See, that's the other thing I was telling Harry. You can find all these Chicago fans. See, Harry's jonesing for some real White Sox fans. And the problem is he's in California, which is a great sports place, but mostly for our teams. And then the ones that are digging the other teams that come here from someplace else. Like, I'll give you an example. You probably know this, Alan. We got more forgive me because I love the British, but we got more freaking limey soccer bars out here, and I can't find one. You know what I'm saying? You can go down Santa Monica Boulevard, and they got 19 guys in there with derby hats throwing darts and watching some freaking steeplechase, but all I want is a regular football game, and I'm like a man in the desert without water. I've got my hands full of ashes. Okay, dude, thank you.
Oh, yeah, it's called the Bills Backers. You go to
BuffaloBills.com
fans.
I've heard of them.
And you can find
Hey, is that guy still doing there. Is the guy still doing the games for them? What's his name? Van Miller? Who's the guy that does the Bills games on the radio? Van Miller, I think.
I watch him on TV, and of course, then they had like Steve
Alan,
Castro.
You know, for a Bills fan, you got no information, man. This is All right, dude. Thank you very much.
Okay,
I'll see you. Yeah, that's cool. Well, fine. It's on Beach Boulevard. Now, here's a guy with a Chicago bar. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
How are you?
Phil, I couldn't be more thrilled to speak to you. Before I get on my thing about the Sox fans and all that, I want to let you know that it's every night. I don't think you got a bigger fan than me, and I got to say something to you, brother.
Are you from Chicago?
Yes, originally.
Yeah, I can tell the accent.
You know, I've been living, I'm more Los Angelian than Chicagoan. But
okay.
But anyway, I've been living in Oakland for 8 years, but mm-hmm. I got to tell you, Phil, I grew up with professional entertainers and comedians, and I hold you in the esteem like I do Jackie Gleason and the great ones, my brother.
Well, hey, you're really kind. You're from Cicero, huh?
Yeah, you know Cicero.
A lot of Jews out there, huh?
Will you shut up?
By the way, I heard at the Sox games they do sell mini Dickmans.
There you go, bud. How about that? Yeah, but he needs the royalty money on that big time.
Yeah.
So now, as a White Sox fan, you got a bar for us. Huh? Here in L.A.?
Right up the street from Harry's. It's called Tinhorn Flats in Burbank.
Dude, you're set up. Tinhorn Flats.
And I had to call my other homie from Cicero, who's been living in Burbank for 25 years. I lived in L.A. all over the place for about 26 years. So I almost feel like I'm bandwagoning. But when my neighbor walked out with a Boston Red Sox hat on, I couldn't keep it in my pants. I handed him a can of baked beans and a broom.
Couldn't keep it in my... I take it the baked beans were in your pants. Or maybe the broom.
Maybe there's plenty of room down there, Phil.
All right, you plenty. All right, Mike, hey, that's very good. You got a happy man over there.
Hey, I got one thing to say for all the White Sox fans, and I think Lloyd Bonafide put it best when he said, "Oh, good sweet Jesus, we've got to rock."
That's it, man.
Love
that's
you, Phil.
Thanks a lot, dude.
Bye-bye.
See, that should be the Sox motto, you know. God, have I got to rock. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, I got something here, Mark. It says, calling all Jets fans in the Los Angeles area. This bar is in Long Beach, south of L.A. That's too far away from you. No, it ain't. It's up to 405. Just started up less than a year ago by a diehard Jets fan. It's green inside and out. Great hot wings. Has all NFL games for non-green fans as well. Well, that kind of sucks. You don't want to be inviting other people in there, do you? If it's a Jets bar, you don't want to be... no offense, but stay out. But if you're a Patriot fan, you know... How do you like that? Hi, we're a New York Jet bar, but, you know, everybody's welcome. Well, I'm wearing Patriot red. Oh, sure. Come on in. Yeah, right. It's green inside and out, great hot wings, finally a place for Jet fans to get loud and feel at home out here in L.A., a must-see. It's called the Green Dog Bar and Grill, 1115 Wardlow Road, Long Beach, California. Sounds like it's right down there in tattoo parlor country. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure it's just a very... You know, Long Beach is now actually kind of upscale, but it used to be just the place where every guy with a swabby hat went down to get a globe and anchor on his freaking forearm, you know? That's where Popeye hung out. You know Popeye? That's where he hung out, Long Beach. Him and olive oil on the roller coaster down there. All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here in the Phil Hendry Show. And coming up, we have columnist and commentator Margaret Gray, who will be discussing a book that she has written called Game Over, Ripping the Lid Off of the Plastic Surgery Craze. We got a word here. I hear there's some Jet bars in West Hollywood. Okay, Mark, you might want to... Wow! That's a stinger. I bet you there is. I'll bet you anything there is. I bet you there's a damn good Jet bar down in West Hollywood. And I bet you it's a good bar. 1-800-449-8686, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.